And you will find me today in the book of Esther. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to turn with me, if you have your Bibles, to the book of Esther, chapter 4. And we'll be reading just one verse in chapter 4, verse 14. Hallelujah. We'll give you time to find that verse. If you don't, in a second, I'll go ahead and read it myself. A very, very familiar passage. Verse 14, Esther chapter 4, verse 14, it says, "For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise from the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to look to your neighbors and say, "For such a time as this." Come on now. Hallelujah. That one was for Pastor Marcia. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Let's do this one for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. "For such a time as this." Hallelujah. One more time. "For such a time as this." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bring greetings to our pastor and our wonderful, beautiful first lady. Such an inspiration. When I see her step in the building, wherever, I aspire to be just like her. Just such a sweet spirit. Doesn't say much, but you can just feel the glory and the love just emanating from her. And I thank God for you, Pastor, and I thank God for our wonderful bishop. Hallelujah. I believe that in this time that God is raising up sons and daughters. Hallelujah. In this earth, who would partner with him? How many of you can testify about that? When we look around at the sign, we see the signs of the times everywhere. When you turn on the media, you just can't help it. My God. Some of the things that are happening in the Middle East and where we stand as a political nation. And not even that, but one of the things that grips me, Pastor, is when we see where our stance is in the body of Christ when it comes to holiness. Yes. Hallelujah. It looks and it appears as if holiness has at some point step out of the door. Yes. But I am so grateful to God for a congregation, for a bishop, for a pastor, and for a church that will take a stand and say, "I will remain holy no matter what." Yes. And I believe that this is the generation that God is raising up. Hallelujah. A generation that is bold enough and courageous enough to destroy every enemy of perversion, every enemy of defeat, every enemy of lack, every enemy that would come against us individually, and that would stand against our family, and that would stand against our church. Hallelujah. I believe that it is for this very season and this time, hallelujah, that God has raised you up to declare his word, that you have been brought to the kingdom, and you are in this position for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to declare that I was born for this. I was born for this. I was born for this fight. Hallelujah. You think the attack that you're going through is just so common and it's just so mere and it's just a happenstance, but you got to declare that I was born for this fight. I was born for this fight. Hallelujah. The story of Esther is not just a story in the Old Testament. It's a very relevant prophetic word for us right now. And that word is God has positioned you in this very season of your life. Hallelujah. And that he has brought you to the kingdom for such a time as this. It doesn't matter how old you are. Hallelujah. We get some elders in here today that are very seasoned and full of wisdom. And then we get some young ones in here today. So it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter which side of the fence you came from. It doesn't matter your background. Hallelujah. But God has brought you to the kingdom for such a time as this. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God has placed some of you here, not just in the situation that you are placed in, but in this land. He has placed you in this ministry for such a time as this. And you must stand. What God is saying is that we must stand courageously in the face of every adversity that is coming against you. I don't know how many of you can testify about some strange attacks that has been coming against you. Hallelujah. Maybe it's been generational. Maybe it's been, hallelujah, in your finances. Maybe it's been in your body. Hallelujah. Just strange, uncommon attacks. Hallelujah. Because you are so close. You are in position. You are at that place of that breaking where God is about to propel you. And God is about to position you in not just in ministry, but in a place of business. Hallelujah. In a place of prominence. Hallelujah. And when God is about to position you, or that anointing or that grace is upon you to be established, hallelujah, how many of you can testify that the spirit of Haman would arise up against you? Hallelujah. One may ask, what is the spirit of Haman? Hallelujah. The spirit of Haman is the spirit of a destroyer. How many have came face to face or in contact with the spirit of a destroyer? The spirit that wants to destroy your vision. That spirit that wants to destroy your family. That spirit that wants to destroy your children. Hallelujah. Many of you heard my testimony of how I believe God for my children. And I believe God that I would be able to have my children and I would, you know, just be a mother. Hallelujah. For the past few weeks, the enemy has been attacking us as a family with my oldest son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to be honest with you, First Lady, and I'm going to be honest with you, Pastor. You can mess with my marriage. You can mess with my finances. You can mess with me, but don't you mess with my children. How many mothers in here can testify? You want to see a different side of me? You want to see the lioness just begin to roar? Mess with my children. Jesus, I cannot promise you. Jesus, I can't promise you what I'm not going to do. The Bible says that the kingdom suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. Hallelujah. My husband and I, we've been going through the school system where we live in that area with our five-year-old son. And man, and the enemy just wants us to put a label on him. Mighty God, but I know what God said to me when I laid up in that hospital 4 months to be able to bring my child forward. I know what God showed me, and I know who God showed me. So when the enemy stands up and say to me, this is what we see on your child, hallelujah, listen to me, you're going to see a different side of us. Mighty God, my husband and I, we were in a meeting last week with the school, and they said something, and I said, everything was going well, Pastor, as they began to discuss with us and tell us what we should do and what we need to do and this, and that's how we know our kids. But they said one thing, and my husband just stood up. Oh, Jesus. The lion just stood up in that room, and the lioness began to roar. And I said, oh, this is what they're expecting from us. Remain calm. Hallelujah. Remain calm. And we had to remain calm in order to get through that meeting. And let me tell you something. I walked out of that meeting feeling a little bit defeated, because I said, God, you said to me, the word that you give me is that all things will work together for good to those that love you. And you said to me that all things in this situation is going to work together. And Pastor, I was expecting the conclusion and the answer to be right there and then in that meeting. So I walked out of there and I was defeated. And I began to cry. And I didn't sleep all night. And I said to my husband, I don't know, I had so many dreams and I didn't sleep all night, just tossed and turning, because there was no solution. There was no answer as to what was going on, or no apology. Hallelujah. And I couldn't rest as the days began to go forward. And I just began to pray. And I prayed. And even as I was praying, there was no peace coming to me. But I just continued to pray. And I stood on the word of God. And I stood on what I know God showed me. Hallelujah. And it was on Thursday this week, I got a phone call from a young lady that works in that school. She said, I don't want you to tell anybody who I am. I can't reveal who I am or tell you, but we know about that situation. And that's a very unfair situation. And what has happened should have never happened. And we know about it. But she said, daughter, do not give up. I literally, I gave up. We gave up. And she said, don't I give up. Because if you give up, they will never see what God wants to show forth in the earth. They will not learn. Guess what? This part won't come on YouTube. They will not understand that black people could be different. You know, some cultures, they think we all about rage and we all about, and I'm not here to preach this or whatever. They have never seen the real, true love of God. They've never understood how to deal with a situation in love and peace. But she said, if you give up, hallelujah, they won't see that. But I would encourage you to stand. And all week I began to sing this song, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, I shall not be moved. She began to declare that no weapons that is formed against you will prosper. And I want to declare it over you today. I don't know what battles that you are fighting. Maybe in your home, in your finance, in your school, on your job. No weapons formed against you will prosper. Hallelujah. No weapons formed against you will prosper. No weapons formed against you will prosper. And as Minister Janelle, you began to sing that song, give me wisdom to see things like you do. Lord, I look to you. Some of you, you felt overwhelmed this week. You felt defeated. But God is saying that he's going to give you wisdom to see things the way he does. Yeah. And as you begin to minister that song, tears just begin to come down my eyes, because I remember I just got a vision at that point of God, what you showed me regarding my child, regarding my son. And I said, okay, this is what the fight is about. The fight is about what God has showed me regarding my child. And the fight in your life, what you are going through, is regarding what God has showed you, what has been declared. Hallelujah. Before the foundation of this earth, over you, over your children. Amen. That's what the fight is about. So I want to encourage you to never give up. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't give up. Just press in. The enemy comes strategically to destroy your family, comes strategically to destroy your mind. He goes after your children at their most vulnerable moment. Hallelujah. They get caught up in the wrong crowd. Hallelujah. But somebody got to take a stand. There's a young lady that is staying with me, Pastor Kim. I was supposed to give you a call. She's staying with me, and we mentor her. And about 2 weeks ago, she got caught up in a situation, hallelujah, in school. And I was like, what? We were just so shocked knowing that this young lady was exposed to what she is exposed to, living under our roof. And I said, what? Why would you do it? She said, because everybody else was doing it. Hallelujah. And young people, I want to encourage you. Hallelujah. That you are the head and not the tail. You are a leader. You don't do it just because they do it. You continue to make a stand. And we got to fight. We got to fight for our children. As we are fighting for our homes, we have to fight for our teenage daughters. We have to fight for our teenage sons. The enemy has a plan. And that plan is to defeat. And I want to encourage you. Do not give up. Do not give up when you are faced with temptation and you want to throw in the towel. Do not give up. Just continue to trust God. Maybe you feel overwhelmed in your job and you want to give up. But I believe that God has placed you there for a reason. He has placed you there for a season. He's placed you there to be the salt on that job. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what they say, what they do, the enemy will not win. Every Haman in your life that is plotting against your demise, it will die. You just stand strong. You just stand strong as you recover all God has. God has called you for such a time as this. And I want to encourage you today that God has a master plan. Struggling and all. wanting to give up and all, defeated and all. God has a master plan. Bills are piling up. God has a master plan for your life. Raising those children all alone, God has a master plan. And you are a part of that plan. It might not look like it, but God has a plan. And His plan is always working. And that plan is working for your good. As we look at our nation, or even in our personal life, we see these things. We can all testify of one thing, that we are in times of transition. The spirit of Haman the destroyer wants to destroy everything. He wants to destroy the covenant that you even made with God. I don't know if you've ever been to that place where you begin to question God. God, are you even real? Have you ever been there? Where you begin to question God. God, I trust you. I heard a celebrity, a very famous celebrity, I don't want to call any names, and you know, he was doing well and made even a gospel album and had followers and, you know, doing well. And he said, they asked him, "Well, what happened? You was into the church and you was into God and you was doing," and he said one thing. He said, "You know, I prayed and I asked God to come true in this particular area for me, and God didn't, you know, and because God did not answer, maybe God answered, but did not answer the way that he expected or he wanted," he said, "he just gave up." But I want to encourage you today. Our answer does not always look the way that we think it should look. It might not come the way that we expect it to come. Hallelujah. But your answer is on the way. Just keep trusting God. Keep believing. Keep fasting. Keep praying. Hallelujah. My mom said something to us today. My husband and I, we were talking, and she said, "You know something?" She said, God never looks up for us. She said, God never looks up for us. He looks down. And when he looks down, that's what he sees. He sees his children. And when he looks down, then he pulls us up. You may be weighed down today in unforgiveness. You may be weighed down in defeat. You may be weighed down in bills and sorrow and pain and of a broken heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the Master, he's reaching down for you today. He's reaching down for you today. Hallelujah. Just look up to him. You are a part of the master plan. I believe that you are the answer. I believe that you are God's chosen, that God has rest on you, the spirit of Esther. And Esther is not just a female. We have some men in here today. Esther is not just a female. Esther is a spirit. It's a spirit that God has raised up to do exploits in the kingdom for such a time as this. And one may ask, how do I know that I was chosen or I've come to the kingdom for such a time as this? When you look around at the warfare and the attacks, and I heard there's a song that we sing back home, and in the secular world, they say dogs don't bark at parked cars. And when you see the attacks that are launched against you and are launched against your family, that's how you know that you are chosen. That's how you know that you are part of the chosen. And you gotta stand no matter what. You see, maybe you don't know who you are in God. And you know, I was sharing with my husband about two years ago, one of my pastor friends, she said to me, she said, "Nicole, you know what the problem is?" She said, "You don't know who you are." I said, "Pastor, what do you say?" I mean, I did not really correct her or say anything at that moment, but I hang up the phone a little bit offended. I'm like, "What do you mean I don't know who I am? I know who I am. I have been saved now for the past so many years, and you're going to tell me that I don't know who I am?" I was offended. I was hurt. You know, but it wasn't until God moved me down to a place, like this place in a wilderness, no distraction, would never see nobody knock at my door because it's so far. None of you would ever come visit me. Hallelujah. And I'm just face to face with God. And God began to show me who I am from the very foundation. One day I'm listening I was just getting out of bed, and as I come out of prayer, and he said, Nicole, he said, I called you to be a nurturer. I said, God, why all these situations, like these little babies and these kids, and I'm doing, he said, because I called you to, I said, I love to work with kids, and I began to look up the words as he began to put it in my spirit, and I began to look up the meanings of these little things that you think that you would know, and As I'm out there in this wilderness, God went to the very foundation, the things that are so minuscule, the things that we think that are so small, and he began to show me, this is who you are. Yeah. Daughter, this is what I called you to do. Daughter, this is who I called you to be. Daughter, this is why you're going through what you're going through. And I really thought at this moment, I'm like, God, you're really showing me who I am. I thought that I had this down pat. I thought I knew who I was. But some of you, you need a face-to-face encounter with God, where God will begin to show you who you are. And I guarantee you that will put an end to some of the struggles that you're going through. Hallelujah. When God began to show me who I am, and not just who I am as an individual, but who I am in him, I began to see the doors begin to open. I began to embrace the gifts. I began to embrace the calling that he's placed in my life. And the doors begins to open like never before. My finances has never been where it is today. My marriage has never been where it is today. My chill, my happiness, my peace, my confidence, and my trust in him. All because God began to show me who I am. And some of you, you need to get before God. And it might take some humility, because we feel like, sometimes we feel like we arrive. We feel like we get this thing back. But God, show me who I am. Show me who I am in you. Show me what my purpose is. Show me what you call me to do. And what you call, who you call me to be. God may not have called some of you to preach or to sing. But some of you, hallelujah, can fast. Some of you can give to advance the kingdom. Hallelujah. I was sharing with my husband, and I don't want to offend anybody. I was sharing with my husband. I said, you know, when it comes to giving and even giving our tithes and our offering within the church, I said, I don't take that area for granted. If I miss church because my kids were sick, I'm far away from the church, I said, even if it's the middle of the week, Wednesday, and I remember, I was supposed to pay my, if it's 11 o'clock in the night, my tithes, I send that. I don't take that for granted. I said to my husband, I said, you know what? I said, tithes is not a sacrifice. It's not a sacrifice for me to give my tithes. It's not a sacrifice for you to pay your tithes. That's obedience. Because that didn't belong to you in the first place. Hallelujah. And if you want to see the enlargement in your life, and you want to see God do some things in your life, we got to step into obedience. Yeah. And when I began to step into obedience, and I began to take the word, I went back to the basics. Okay, God, how am I going to get out of the situation? He said, I want you to give your way out of the situation. I want you, in some situations, you got to give. In some situations, you got to pray. In some situations, you got to fast. But you need the wisdom to know, where do I fast, where do I pray, and where do I give? Yeah. And when I began to say, God, I'm believing you to enlarge me in the area of business, the Holy Spirit began to say, okay, I want you to start giving. I want you to start giving. And I began to sow pasta. I literally, to the point, 2 weeks, my mom said, Nicole, you got to slow down. But even when I keep giving, like the money, like the funds just start showing up on my account out of nowhere. Like, where did this come from? For what? You know? And I just want to share that with you. Because, not to brag, but to talk about the faithfulness of God and our obedience when we obey. Hallelujah. Some of you are called to just fast. Some of us are called to lift up the man of God, Bishop's hand in this season. As he is out there preaching the gospel, and he's taking on so much. His home is there, and he is out there doing what he's supposed to. This is not easy. We're called to fast him through. We're called to pray him through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to ask God, what position am I to stand to take in this moment, in this season? You know, throughout the book of Esther, you know, so many scholars has argued that God was never mentioned. He was not mentioned. No, the word God was never recorded in the first five chapters. You know, we don't see or hear anything specifically, but we see his providence. Yeah. We see his hand, yes. providence of him choosing. Yes. He chose Esther, yes. being a little orphan girl. Hallelujah. Coming from a place of poverty, coming from a place of nothing, bringing her into a place of notoriety. So that's why I said to you, it doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter your family. God can raise you up as he's raised Esther up, a poor Jewish girl, and made her the queen. God would create the exact right situation just to get you to that place. How did that happen? Vashti, we all know the story. Yes. Queen Vashti, who was the reigning king at that time. Hallelujah. She refused to display her beauty before the king. So she was removed. She was disqualified. You know, and some of us, God is calling to display our beauty. And it might not be a physical appearance, but some of us, we have gifts in certain areas, and God is saying, I need you to bring that to the forefront. I need you to serve in this area. I need you to give in this area. And when we walk in this disobedience and refuse to display our beauty before the king, some of us will be removed. Yes, our gift might still be there. The beauty might still be there. But we will be removed from that place of position. Hallelujah. I want us to pray today. I want us to pray. Because I feel that there's a presence of, there's such a sweet anointing in this place. Hallelujah, of God raising up Esther's. And God wants to get right smack dab, like they say, in the middle, in the midst of some of your situations. I don't know, I can't pinpoint it exactly what you might be going through. Hallelujah. I can't say it's your finances, it's your marriage, it's your health, it's this, it's that. But guess what? God knows. He knows and he sees it all. You might be someone that is new to this country. I'm telling you, when we moved to this place, I said to my husband, I'm like, man, like, we moved to this place. And, you know, like, it was such a time of struggle. Mighty God. But we trusted God. We trusted God as a family. We had a mountain before us where our son, our oldest son, was dealing with a form of cancer. And here it is, a young marriage, a mother, you know, losing a children, having miscarriages. And we're dealing with this situation and that situation and not knowing how the bills are going to be paid. And we trusted God. And today, we can look back.
Thank you, Lord.
6-7 years later, when the doctor gave up and said that it was a 90, let my husband say, how many percent chance for our oldest son who had a tumor on his back the size of a woman that looks like she was 10 months pregnant? When we went before the doctor, come Julius, how, what was the chance of survival, they said, for our son?
95.9% chance.
99.95. The veins was wrapped around and connected to that tumor, and they cut. Mm. Where they cut, he could bleed on the table. Yeah. Today, this he was 11 years old when we started the process. Today, he is 20 years old.
Amen.
What God cannot do does not exist. Amen. I stand here today as a testimony. Yes. Hallelujah. I stand here as a testimony. In two years, I told my husband and I, we can testify where God has positioned us financially. It's only but the grace and the mercies of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I do believe that if you are new to this country, or you have just going to some point, you know, Esther, she was a foreigner in a new country. And she became a queen. God raised her up. God can raise you up.
Amen.
Some of us, majority of us are from the Caribbean, Jamaica. We're from the Bahamas. God can raise us up, and he can take us to a place of prominence if we trust him. Hallelujah. I've seen God do it. There's nothing you cannot tell me. You cannot argue me and tell me God cannot do. You cannot tell me that God cannot heal. You cannot tell me, I won't buy it. You can't tell me that God can't restore, that he won't take the hurt away. Some of you, you're hurting, you're wounded. I remember one time I was hurting so bad, I was crying myself to sleep. Just hurting, like, God, I don't understand. This is not a part of the plan. This is not a part of what you showed me. Hallelujah. But why am I going through this? Hallelujah. Why am I going through this? Even last week, like I said, the last month, going through with my son, I said, God, what for what purpose? You know, it wasn't until like when we began to talk to that lady on Thursday, she said, others are going through it as well. You're not the only one. There's a reason that you have been assigned to that battle. There's a reason why you have been assigned to that marriage. There's a reason why you have been assigned to that class or to that teacher. There's a reason. God's hands is on you, and he's going to bring you out. I've never been in a place where I've been just seeing the hands of God. And as I begin to see the hands of God, and God begin to move in my life and our life as a family, the spirit of Haman is always there. He would always show up. But you got to know that you're an overcomer. That no weapons that is formed against you will prosper. Hallelujah. That you are a part of the Esther generation. Hallelujah. The word of God says in Esther chapter 7 verse 10, it says, So they hang Haman, I say we all know the story, on the very gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai, the uncle of Esther. The very thing that the enemy wanted to take you out is going to be the very thing that takes him out or takes him out. Hallelujah. Yes. You just continue to trust him. You just continue to believe. You just, I was looking, you know, sometimes you find yourself scrolling through TikTok or social media, and I'm scrolling and scrolling this week, and I saw this little video, and it was so funny where this lady, she was shaking the rope as everybody was walking and just being devious, shaking it as she's shaking and everybody in the head are walking and they cannot get past because she's shaking it and they're walking over water. And as she's shaking it so they can't get past, her cell phone fell out of her pocket into the pit of the water. And it's like, I just laughed at that so much. The very thing that the enemy meant for your bad, hallelujah, it's going to work against him, hallelujah. And God is going to turn around. I believe God is going to get the glory. God is going to get the glory. God is going to get the glory. Hallelujah. God is going to get a glory. That very thing that you're fighting, God is going to get to glory. In every generation, God has raised up a people to seize his divine, their divine moment and opportunity for his kingdom. Remember Joseph, hallelujah. What was meant for evil, God turned it around for his good. Esther, you've been raised up for such a time as this. Moses, let my people go. Jesus, who is the Savior of the world? Hallelujah. Pastor Kim, what is going to be your title? The generational breaker, the family generational breaker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has called us to do great exploits. And you've been brought to the kingdom for such a time as this. When we look around in our countries, I don't know if you can testify about this in Jamaica, but I can for the Bahamas. Violence on every hand. Like, God, what is going on with our young men? What is going on with our young people? Like, the church, like we've just become so accustomed to it. It's almost like we're immune to it. I don't want to use the word letting it happen, but it's something that we can do. We can fast. We can pray. We can come together as a body. And for this reason, just this reason, maybe God has raised you up and brought you to the kingdom for such a time as this. To change and to shift the generation. Hallelujah. To change and to set the atmosphere on your job. To change and to set the atmosphere in your home. Hallelujah. I want you to stand up to your feet. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. Let's just pray. We're going to pray over you. The Bible says, for the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray for these, your sons and your daughters. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that your grace, oh God, that is sufficient, would rest upon them right now. God, we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just take them from glory to glory, that you would enlarge their territory. God, that you would reveal to them, oh God, who they are, oh God, that they've been raised up and brought to the kingdom for such a time as this. Father, I pray, oh God, that that violent spirit would come upon them, God, that they will be violent against the kingdom of darkness, Father, because your word declares, God, that the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom suffered violence, but the violent take it by force. God, I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would raise up Esther's, oh God. God, raise up Esther's, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. God, that would stand, oh God, that would fast in their position. Oh, in the name of Jesus. God, that would stay in covenant with you. In the name of Jesus. Until they see every stronghold broken over their family. Their strongholds will be broken in our minds, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. God, that if you are before us, God, who can be against us? In the name of Jesus. If God is for us, who can be against us? God, we give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord God, for this group of people who is now an Esther generation, who you have raised up and brought your kingdom to the kingdom for such a time as this. God, that we will show forth our glory. God, the glory that you've bestowed upon us, oh Father. Oh God, that we will walk into our assignment. And God, we will be all that you've called us to be. And we will do, God, that which you've called us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus.